This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw flagged off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya Cant weekly train from Bhavnagar Railway Station in Gujarat today. The minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. The minister said that with 34,000 kilometers of new railway tracks laid in the past 11 years, Indian Railways is witnessing a massive transformation. Addressing the gathering at Bhavnagar Railway Station, he reaffirmed the commitment of the government to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in railways. The minister said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है. नई पटरियां बन रही है, नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है. ट्रेन को साफ रखना, स्टेशन को साफ रखना, नए स्टेशन बनाना, कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं. और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है. मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है, एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर.
Union Ministers Mansukh Mandavia and Nimuben Bambhania were also present on the occasion. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav and Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai participated in the program virtually. On the occasion, the Railway Minister also made a slew of announcements for Gujarat. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 11 people lost their lives and 4 others were injured in a road accident in Gonda this morning. According to the police, a bolero carrying 15 devotees on their way to the Prithvi Nath Temple went out of control and fell into a canal near the Saryu Canal Bridge in Rehra village along the Parasarai Alawal Devariya road. Speaking to media, Gonda SP Vineet Jaiswal confirmed that 11 bodies have been recovered from the canal.
चार लोगों को नहर में से जीवित निकाल लिया गया जो सुरक्षित हैं और प्राथमिक उपचार हेतु उन्हें सीएससी या थोक लगा दिया गया और 11 लोगों की इस दुर्घटना में दुखद मृत्यु हो गई है. 11 लोगों के शव निकालकर इनके पंचायतनामा की कार्रवाई कर पोस्टमार्टम हेतु जिला अस्पताल गोंडा भिजवा दिया गया है. बाकी तत्काल स्थापना की सूचना प्राप्त होते सभी अधिकारी यहाँ मौजूद है. एसडीआरएफ की टीम भी हमारी मौके पर आ गई है और रेस्क्यू और सर्च ऑपरेशन अभी भी उनका जारी है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives in the accident. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones in the mishap. He hoped that the injured will recover soon. The Prime Minister said an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of the kin of each deceased. He said the injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also expressed grief over the accident and announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. Ahead of the Independence Day celebrations, Delhi police has prohibited the flying of sub-conventional aerial platforms in the national capital till the 16th of this month, keeping in mind the precautionary security measure in the city. These include paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles, unmanned aircraft systems, micro-light aircrafts, remotely piloted aircrafts, hot air balloons, small-sized power aircrafts, and para-jumping from aircrafts. Union Minister for Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari announced that in the next 2 years, roads in Andhra Pradesh would be on par with those in America. Addressing a meeting along with Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, after laying the foundation stone for 27 road development projects and dedicating 2 completed projects worth 5,233 crore rupees to the nation in Mangalgiri town of Andhra Pradesh yesterday, Mr. Gadkari said the new projects will link Andhra Pradesh more closely with Telangana, Karnataka, Odisha and Tamil Nadu. And in cricket, all eyes are on the Oval in London today as day 4 of the 5th and final test between India and England gets underway, a day that could decide the fate of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. With England leading the series 2-1, this match is India's last chance to level the series and avoid a series of defeat on English soil. The hosts will resume their second innings at the score of 50-1, needing 324 more runs to chase down a steep target of 374 set by India. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.